Chapter 4, A Chance Meeting.
After I found Jim, the days flew by. We lived just the way we wanted. We left Jackson's Island and went up the river. We wanted to get to the north. We traveled at night because there were no people on the river then. We did this because Jim was a runaway slave, and we didn't want anyone to see him. During the day, we left our canoe somewhere on the river. Then we slept, swam, and later had something to eat. Early one morning, I decided to look for some fruit for lunch. I was in the woods when I saw two men running.
Quick, please help us.
Some men and dogs are running after us.
But we didn't do anything,
they shouted. I had no time to think, so I decided to help them. I felt sorry for the two men. We got back to the camp. Jim made a fire, and we sat around it. One of the men was about 70 years old. He was bald and had a gray beard. He had an old hat on, a blue shirt, and old blue jeans. The other man was about 30 and was also wearing old clothes. Both of them carried big old bags. By the way the two men looked and talked, we could see they were frauds. But we didn't say anything because we knew they might get us into trouble. I looked at the two men and asked, "What are your names?" They were quiet for a moment. Then the old man said,
"Just call me the king and him the duke. You must also be very nice to us, because we are a king and a duke."
We knew it wasn't true, but we agreed to call them the king and the duke. We made breakfast and tried to do things the way we usually did. The two men asked us a lot of questions. They thought Jim was a runaway slave. I knew these men might get Jim into trouble. People could get a lot of money for a runaway slave. So I decided to tell them Jim was my slave. It was a good thing the two men didn't ask us any more questions. I hoped they believed me, but I wasn't sure. From the day we met the king and the duke, things got much worse for us. We were often afraid of what the two men might do next. They were bad men and got us into trouble many times. But the worst adventure we had with them was the one I want to tell you about now. It all started the day the king found out that a rich man from a nearby village named Peter Wilkes was dead. The king thought he could find a way to get Wilkes's money. Peter Wilkes had three brothers, George, Harvey, and William. They were English, but Peter and George moved to America. Before he died, Peter Wilkes asked to see his brothers, Harvey and William. William, the youngest brother, was deaf and mute. But Peter Wilkes never saw his two brothers before he died. The funeral was the next day, but Harvey and William were still on their way to America. The king heard this story, and he thought of a way to get Wilkes's money. He could pretend to be Harvey, and the duke could pretend to be William. So that was how the king, the duke, and I met the Wilkes family and got into a lot of trouble.